Now, the rest of the story. In 1972, some Hampton, Virginia businessmen embarked on a joint venture to promote a major public event to help finance the community's newly opened Coliseum. Now, these fellows had never done anything like this before, but they were certain that they'd come up with a surefire moneymaker, a guest speaker from out of town, some local politicians. How could they help but attract a huge audience? But then a week prior to the planned event, the promoters suddenly realized there was more to promoting than they had ever imagined. A call to the Coliseum box office revealed that only a handful of tickets had been sold, not even enough to cover the speaker's fee, which the planners had paid in advance. A financial disaster seemed inevitable, but this is the rest of the story. The promoters, in a panic now, paid a personal call on a local newspaper editor and told him what had happened. They explained that there was no money left in their project budget for advertising and how an empty hall would reflect badly on the entire community. Would the Newport News please run a free ad for the event to help them sell more tickets? Well, the editor, Harry Covert, sat back and he thought for a moment. Then he told the promoters he would run their ad, but what they really needed, he said, was an opening act, something so popular among townsfolk that they could not resist attending the event. He remembered there was a children's television show broadcast on WYAH. It was hosted by a couple of young puppeteers who put on skits and sang songs and talked to the youngsters in the studio audience, programmed somewhat like Chicago's renowned Kukla, Fran, and Ollie show. And in Hampton, Virginia, it was quite as enthusiastically received. So Harry Covert suggested, if those popular puppeteers could be engaged to appear, then local children would want to come, and the children would bring their parents with them. They might even fill the Coliseum. How much money would those young puppeteers want, the promoters wondered. Well, there was only one way to find out. And newspaper man Harry Covert called him on the phone. He explained the situation to this couple of youngsters. Now, they were making $100 a week apiece those days, working on television locally. But he explained that there just was no more money in the budget. Yet the community's pride was at stake. Without further hesitation, the puppeteers agreed to appear at no charge. They said yes, they would appear for free. Well, their appearance made the difference. The evening of the big Coliseum event, these two children's show stars greeted and entertained and sang to and with the thousands of youngsters, and the youngsters brought their parents, and the guest speaker spoke, and everybody went home to live happily ever after. Almost everybody. In 1972, now let me explain that utter objectivity in what I'm relating is impossible in the reiteration of what is a true tale, because that night, in 1972, the featured speaker, not then so well known in Hampton, Virginia, was Paul Harvey. He was the speaker who had failed to draw the crowd, and the popular puppeteers who bailed him out by helping to fill that cavernous Coliseum were Jim and Tammy Baker. And now, you know the rest of the story.